I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A lethal attack on Iraqi Christians has emphasized the critical need for this Sunday's International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. In the last year, the global church has suffered persecution in the form of arrests, physical attacks, and even murder. Open Doors' Carl Muller says the best defense is prayer. Even when we do something as simple as turn our hearts to prayer on this Sunday for International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, we do something powerful in the spiritual realm. Find IDOP details in a 2010 review of the Persecuted Church at our website. And a Pakistani court gives us even more reason to pray. Well, just days ago, a woman was sentenced to death for blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad. Christian wife and mother Aisha Bibi was arrested in June 2009 after allegedly sharing her faith with some Muslim women. Now she's the first Pakistani woman to be hanged for blasphemy. Pray. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Get your free copy of God's Smuggler at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.